Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell lots of games, but I do like talking about them. I'm Adam Paulus. This week, Nintendo Direct offered up a bunch of new things for the next couple of years, and we are promised/threatened a Nintendo NX announcement at some point in the next week or so. That's pretty exciting. But for those of you older gamers, you might be interested in knowing that there were some more announcements regarding the Retrobit Generations console. This is a plug-and-play machine that may or may not be expandable. After the Nintendo Classic NES console, it looks like a lot more attention is being given to these all-in-one game systems. This one has control pads that look a lot like the Sega Saturn's. They seem to connect by USB. There's an SD card slot. It has 100-ish games, some of which are pretty big names from Capcom, Data East, Irem, and Jalico. So you can get Ghosts and Goblins, Gunsmoke, Image Fight. Some of these I don't know. Mr. Bloopy, Zooming Secretaries is a homebrew that I hear is supposed to be pretty good. Tough Enough, Super R-Type, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Bases Loaded, R-Type 3, no 1 or 2, and a bunch of other stuff. So it sounds like it's going to be pretty neat. I don't have a release date on it, don't know where it's going to go, but I am certainly interested in reading the reviews of this when it comes out, because there are a lot of clone consoles, all-in-one consoles. The only thing it doesn't seem that really we're getting a lot of this year are new games for systems we have that are that exciting, but that's life. Anyway, downloads. There were a lot since the last time, including PlayStation 4's Attack on Titan, 140, Claire, Four-Sided Fantasy, Nebulous, One Way Trip, Resident Evil 4, The Final Station, God Eater 2, and a bunch more, but I'm not even going to bother reading them all. PlayStation 3 got Mafia 2 Remaster and Attack on Titan. The Vita got Hatsune Miku, Project Diva X, Claire, and Attack on Titan. The Xbox One added a ton of games, including Mahjong, Hue, The Turing Test, The Witcher 3, Complete Edition, Obliteracers, Solar Shifter EX, Resident Evil 4, and I'm gonna stop there because it's too many. Nintendo also added a bunch of stuff this week to its hardware, including 3DS games Adventure Labyrinth Story, Picross 3D Round 2, of which I'm hearing good things, Ping Pong Trick Shot, and more. Nintendo Direct confirmed Mario Maker 3DS, Pikmin, and more are coming. Pikmin's a 2D game, so it looks kind of like it might be more Lemmings-ish. I'm interested. The Wii U added 140 games for toddlers, Skunky Bees Super Slots Saga 1, I said that name, Alice in Wonderland. I'm excited about this one. Axiom Verge, I heard is supposed to be really good on the PS4. Didn't play it. Might get it on the Wii U if I get some time freed up. Also, the Wii U has the port of the Nintendo Wii, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, which you might be rolling your eyes about, but right now people are real excited about Zelda, and the secondary market for that price, for that game has been remaining high. So, hey, downloading it for $20, not a bad deal. Might be able to get a disc for cheaper then. New amiibo announced this week include a Wind Waker Link, an 8-bit Link, and Ocarina Link. On sale at Entertainment Earth. This week we have a Comic Images sale. They make great plush toys, and they're buy one, get one 40% off. I look forward to seeing these fine gents at Toy Fair every year, because they make Star Wars, Ninja Turtles, DC, Marvel, Bullwinkle, and more. They got a lot of great super deformed plush toys. They're mostly not in the big box stores, so if you're going out and about and you're like, I could really use a huggable Spider-Man or a Death Star or whatever, they make vehicles and all kinds of things. They're reaching for some good stuff. If you haven't seen it, check it out. If you need a plush something or other, this is the time to get it, because I don't think we're going to have another Comic Images sale this year, and obviously the holiday gift-giving season, depending on who you ask, has already started. So check these out and get some while you can. Other new arrivals this week include the Five Nights at Freddy's Mymoji action figures, vinyl figures, and plush. If it didn't already sell out, we still got some. Lego Minecraft The Fortress is in stock. We also put up pre-orders for the Fallout Nuka-Cola square shot glass, the Dragon Ball Goku Pocket Pop keychain, Halo 12-inch action figures from Marvel, and the Donkey Kong foil print coffee mug, which that's pretty cool. I like that. And that's it. So thank you for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back next week And I will see you then. Check out entertainmentearth.com for new toy pre-orders, including Rogue One, a Star Wars story items. Some new items went live today.